So let's look at last night's games and then tie it into tomorrow. So what are you looking for tomorrow? Okay. Number one, you want to win the, you want to win, and some of these are really easy. You want to win giveaway takeaway. All right. Don't open the door. Give them something early to get excited about. But you need to win giveaway takeaway. You need to win big plays. Again, another easy, obvious one. You're on the track to being a good football team if you can keep the pre-snap penalties down. All right. And I'm not just and pre-snap penalties, those are the unforced errors. You know, where you jump a split second ahead of time and it's a false start. You line up offsides defensively. Right? Two guys go in motion. I mean, all these things that you just look at and go, what are you doing here? Right? And then let's look at Florida and Utah last night. What was one of the big moments in the Florida-Utah game last night? When Florida had two guys on the field with the same number on special teams. How about that? Had two guys on the field with the same number. Now, has it ever happened at Penn State? Yeah, I can recall three times it happened, only once they were penalized. The one penalty, it was late in the game. In fact, I was I always talk about being the third guy in the 80s. There were several times in the 80s I was actually the color analyst. Got bumped up. Well, it was a game with Pitt, and I was the color analyst. It was in 86, and it was late in the game. It's mop-up time. Penn State's winning the game easily. And they had Blair Thomas and Darren Hamilton both on the field offensively, and they both wore 32. They got penalized for it. But there's been a couple of two other times I can think of specifically where Penn State had the same guy with the number out there and got away with it. Like, you, okay. One was mop-up time. The other one was actually in the thick of the game. They had Derek Moy and Gerald Hodges on the field at the same time. Like, two number sixes. It was a punt. Because Moy hadn't been returning punts, and then they sent him out there to return a punt. Well, it turned out they had two sixes out there. They got away with it, though. But it was something that Jack and I saw right away. Well, Florida did that last night, and they got hit with a critical penalty. That's the kind of, and that's a coaching staff error. That's not a player error. That's a coaching staff error. You have to stay away from the pre-snap penalties. You have to stay away from the unforced errors. You know, the good football teams are sharp, or as sharp as they can be right out of the gate. It's going to be a starting point no matter what. And here's the other one. It's another easy one. With the crowd, with the way it is, excited, emotional, into the game, you want to get to and then play with the lead. You want to be the one dictating the tone and the tempo. And Garrett Green has never been in a situation like this. Yeah, have they played games at Texas and Oklahoma? Yeah, but not this. You know, I was talking to Tony Caridi about this, West Virginia's play-by-play guy. He says, I'm kind of interested to see what this is like. He says, because we went down to Texas. They had 100,000. He said, and it was kind of like a wine and cheese crowd. I said, yeah. I said, welcome to Michigan. Michigan's not a loud stadium. It's louder than it used to be because the construction's a bit different now. But it really has never really been a loud stadium. Ohio State's loud. There's no doubt. Ohio State's loud. Wisconsin's loud. Iowa's loud. Michigan is like, eh. Well, that's the way Texas is. And I've done a game down in Texas. So he's never been in something like this. You want to be able to take away, you know, their inside running game. Donaldson's 238 pounds. He can pound it. Carter, who had announced he was going to go here, then got a, quote, better offer from West Virginia. We'll leave it at that. And he went to West Virginia, as did Rodney Gallagher. They also have a tight end from LSU that's very good. Their best linebacker is probably Lance Dixon, the Penn State transfer. Fatorbo Mulba probably is going to play. I don't think he's going to start, but he's going to play. And we have a couple guys in the secondary I like very much. When you look at the tape, like, hey, you know, that guy can play. I like him. Yeah, we got a couple guys like that. I can't remember the name. I remember the number. Not the number eight. Number eight's really, in the secondary, is a good player. It's not Stokes. I think Stokes is 31. But now Floyd, 24. He's good. He's a good player, too. But that's where you are. With this team. Now, for Penn State, I can see maybe, let's just throw out a dart here, playing important roles when the game is on the line, just in rotation. I think Penn State could play anywhere from 44 to 51 players, man. They could play maybe 11 defensive linemen, six linebackers maybe seven, because Keon Wiley could get in there, maybe seven. And they could play maybe 10 defensive backs between safeties and corners. And offensively, they'll definitely play a minimum of six. They could play as many as eight on the line. Three tight ends. Probably as many as eight wide receivers, three running backs. So they could end up between 44 and 51 guys, you know, excluding special teams.